The 4th anniversary special of the Webcomic Beacon podcast is coming up this December, and there is a giveaway. That's right, several people have sent in their print versions of their comics to be given away for this special occasion, such as Bittersweet Candy Bowl, Theater Hopper, Demon Graphics, Doc Rat, and also Zombie Ranch. You can enter to win any one of these prizes by going to webcastbeacon.com/giveaway for further information, such as sending in a voicemail, drawing us some Becky art, or signing up for our link referral program. And this is open to everybody, except for me. I don't count. But you count. Go to webcastbeacon.com/giveaway and get in on the 4th anniversary special for the Webcomic Beacon podcast.
Starting to record.
It's time for the Tropecast.
What have you guys thought of the new Pony Show series season? It doesn't quite feel like the same magic as when Faust was directly overseeing it, but
yeah, it feels a little different, but I'm still enjoying it. I haven't seen the episode that came out today, though.
Neither have I. I missed last week's, too, because I was watching Strippers, which is why we haven't had a Tropecast for a couple of weeks.
You were watching Strippers?
I was watching Strippers. I went to a strip club.
I just wanted to make sure I heard that correctly.
Yep, nope. For the first time, Saturday night, for the first time ever.
And strangely, they were watching My Little Pony there, too.
Let's go ahead and get the Tropecast started, and then I'll share my stripper adventure with you.
Okay. Oh, boy.
That way it's officially in the record, and Fess has to deal with it.
Deal with it!
Did you put your sunglasses on?
What number are we now? Is this 15, 16? It's a bad sign when you have to go to your own website to see which episode this is. This is number 16. So, all right.
The Tropecast is old enough to drive now.
The Tropecast is old enough to drive now, and possibly the age of consent in some states. Please check with your individual local laws. Like Alabama, I think it's 14 plus a bottle of whiskey, so... Yeah. I kid. I know it's actually 15. Anyway, welcome to the Tropecast. I am Adam Smithy of Webcomic Hell. Tonight we are joined by frequent contributor to the Tropecast and co-host Alex.
Hello, hello.
As well as longtime second banana to my giant fiddle, Mike.
Hello. How's it up?
Tonight at the suggestion of Fess, and this is a very interesting genesis we'll get into in a minute here, but we are doing medical tropes. So we're going to go through some stuff that, particularly, I get the distinct feeling looking at some of the links that have been sent me, we're doing mostly things that they get wrong in medicine on TV, which I think, so maybe this is not necessarily just medicine tropes so much as this is almost like medical malpractice tropes. Because there is so much stuff that they just completely get wrong in fiction. And I was just reading through it and I was like, wow, I didn't actually realize it was as bad as it was until... Yeah, no, it's as bad as it is.
It's fascinating, yes.
Anyway, before we get going on that, though, I wanted to explain why we're a little behind on the Tropecast. See, last weekend, I got invited by some friends of mine to go to a strip club for the first time ever. And I don't know, I just, I'd never been, never really had that great of an interest, but they said, hey, strip club, and I said, hey, we can do the Tropecast next week. So, went to a strip club, had a lot of drinking. There were boobs. It was a Dayton strip club, so that means the women weren't in burkas like they are in the ones in Cincinnati. It's amazing the degrees of different things, you know, like you can get in the state of Ohio. And it definitely seems the further north you go, the more morally questionable things get. Because, you know, like Cincinnati doesn't have porn stores. Cincinnati doesn't have strip clubs. Cincinnati used to have like constant fights going on about like triple X book video stores and stuff like that. Then you hit like the Dayton Columbus Beltway, and then you got, you know, pawn shops and porn stores and strip clubs and stuff, and that's nice. And then by the time you get up to Cleveland has a particularly horrible sex act named after it, the Cleveland Steamer. And if you haven't ever Googled it, for the love of God, don't Google it. Anyway, we were in Dayton, so it was a good intermediate level of stripperdom. The sad thing is, a lot of the girls there had, you know, the sort of, like, super thin, crack or 1,000-mile-away stare bodies going on. There were a couple of them that I thought were really nice, like meat on their bones. And obviously I wasn't the only one, because they were occupado the entire night. Like, they'd get out of doing one private dance with somebody and they'd go straight into another, which was a bit frustrating since it was my first time and I was really like counting on actually, you know, I'm going to go all in. I took money up to the front and put dollars in underwear and stuff like that. I did all of that, but I wanted to go get one of the private room lap dance things, which are exactly as they sound. There's no hanky panky or anything going on.
There's no sex in the champagne room.
Yep. Pretty much straight on, except I suspect sometimes, especially the further north you go towards Cleveland, the more likely that once it stops being the champagne room and becomes like the Pabst Blue Ribbon room, then anyway, so yeah, I went back to my friend's house and slept the night off on his couch, which was actually a really nice couch. And then I had the most terrible hangover come Sunday morning. But I drove home, and then Lauren, my frequent co-collaborator, if you went to conventions that I was at, you may or may not have run into her. She was moving to Pittsburgh, so she and I got into a moving truck, and I drove her for like 6 hours on the expressway in a loud moving truck, which is about as opposite of the cure for a hangover as you can imagine.
Yeah.
Aside from like having a toddler with cymbals beat on your head, which to be fair would have probably been what happened if I'd stayed here. Yeah, anyway, strip clubs. Completely and totally not even slightly on topic for today. We're
saving it for the next Tropecast.
Oh, we could totally do
we'll save it for the after show.
Sexy tropes coming in February.
But we don't. We're still building that rapport between the core Tropecast people, like they have on the regular Beacon. And I think sometimes a little bit of healthy oversharing like that really helps just get the ball rolling. So consider. Yes, I know I should have drank a whole lot of water, but it was sort of one of those things where,
it's okay.
A friend of ours was tasked after we, I wasn't drunk when I left the, wasn't drunk when I left the strip club. I mean, I was a little tipsy, but when we went back to the house, then we sent a friend of ours who, at a party about 3 weeks beforehand, we had all watched her in full view of everyone else, sort of swim across the floor of the kitchen because she was that drunk. This is, of course, right before I made out with her boyfriend, which she completely missed because she was too drunk to, like, be propped up and watch. But, yeah, we sent her into the kitchen because she was familiar with it already, and she brought back drinks for everybody, and I have no idea what she put in it, but I hope if it was roofies, she didn't pay a lot for them, because she probably put way too many in mine. Anyway, the rest of the evening sort of becomes... I have a picture that I don't remember how it got on my phone of a bald man, who I'm not even entirely sure was with us, face down clutching a beer on the carpet. And I'm apparently standing over him, taking a picture of the back of his head, and I have no idea why. That isn't... There was some soda in it, too. The chat room... Kendra Kirai said, 9 parts Everclear, 1 part vodka. There definitely was vodka in it, but I'm pretty sure there was at least, like, 1 part soda in it, too, because it was kind of brownish.
For color.
It was brownie-esque. Anyway, medical tropes. Anybody else have any fun stories of their last couple of weeks they want to share before we actually get rolling?
I'm not following that up.
That way Fess can just edit this entire blog out.
Tropecast extended play is all about, you know, your shenanigans and adventures.
Oh, yeah, no, I totally think we need to develop... like the reputation that if you only listen to the actual download after Fess has gone through and censored it, you're missing all of the good stuff because it's you know, yeah, no, it's fun. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I have a short strip club story.
Okay.
When my sister got married, I was only 19, but I was a maid of honor. So for her bachelorette party, we decided to go to Windsor, since it's just an hour away over the border from Toledo. So we got a hotel, and we stayed in the casino hotel and whatnot, and we went clubbing downtown in Windsor. And after, you know, going many other places, we popped into this strip club that was, I think, possibly the most boring strip club in the history of all strip clubs. Like, the models were so unenthusiastic. Models, not models, strippers, were so unenthusiastic. And, like, one of them was visibly checking her watch while she was dancing to see, you know, if she was done yet. And,
oh, man.
Yeah. We only stayed for about 10 minutes, and then we left to go back to a fun place.
What were they dancing to, though? See, that's the thing
I don't even remember. This was, like, 6 years ago.
Well, when we got there... they were dancing to, like, we got there early. We got there at, like, 9 o'clock at night, which apparently is, like, going into a restaurant at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Because this place was open until, like, 4 in the morning. But it was like, every rose has its thorn. And I was like, how can you strip to this? And apparently they were having the same thought because they were, like, sort of... shambling around. They were just sort of like, you know. And then I think they did the Metallica song that's about being like landmines taking my sight, taking my... It was like, this is such a cheery song to be stripping to. I mean, okay, it's a little faster, beats a little better, but still, this is horrible.
It's not lyrically getting anything into a theme, no.
No.
Yeah, I don't think the music there was particularly exciting.
Well, I mean, I understand it if every song isn't girls, girls, girls. Really, I get that. That's that's not a problem for me. That's just... I understand, especially if every song was, there would be a lot of, like, you know, news stories about... a stripper snapping and beating somebody to death with a pole.
That's like, you know, the retail employee, you know, snapping after, you know, hours and hours of Muzak.
Oh, yeah.
So I totally get that.
No, I completely understand that, too.
Yeah. Like, welcome to the center stage, Candy.
You get a good voice for that, though. You do.
Okay. Never mind.
What was that?
That was Hanson.
That was Mbop.
Yes. Yes, it was.
Oh no, we've accidentally lost Mike. It's like Mike Kryptonite. You don't know how much that wounds me.
Finally, I found a weakness.
Yes, that's right. I'm allergic to
Hanson. You heard it here first, folks. Adam Smithy can be defeated by Hanson.
The irony behind that statement is
yeah.
To a very small group of people, they're going to get
including the two people
here. Yeah, including the two people here, they're going to get the actual funny behind this.
Secret.
Yeah, yeah. My exceptionally horrible secret that isn't a secret. And apparently I can't get a convention companion who can keep my fake name up for 5 minutes. So anyway, Tropecast. I was channeling fast there. You want to just cut it off here and call this an EP where we just talk about strippers and then go into the actual proper
That's probably a good idea.
We certainly could, yes.
Okay, we're going to call this, 16A. And anyway, this has been the Tropecast. We didn't actually talk about tropes this time, but fun story about strippers, or two.
And Canada.
And Canada. It was Canada that you were in?
Yeah, because I was only 19, but I could drink in Canada.
Oh, see, you didn't.
That's
really
why I've ever.
Yeah, okay, that makes even more sense. It'd be why would you, because you said you were in Toledo, and I was where did you sneak to? Detroit?
No, I lived in Toledo at the time. That's where I'm from.
Okay.
But we decided to go to Canada for the bachelorette party since I would be able to drink.
Nice.
Yep.
Nice. And Kendra Kai adds, scary thought, the girls who were all over Hanson are some of the girls who strip now. And they deserve it. Okay, so the last part was by me. But, that's right. Mbop in hell, bitches. Adam. I'm sorry. We'll be resuming the actual trope cast where we're talking about medical tropes and stuff. In just a minute. But for now, because this is probably going to get segmented off and done separately, I am Adam Smithy of webcomichell.com.
I am Alex Everling of alexesguide.net.
And this is Mike of onyxsparrow.com.
Peace out.